slow farm equipment versus fast cars. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Max. You know, as more people move to the countryside and use rural roads, they are finding more conflict with farmers who use those roads. Gary Crawford has more.
It's happening more and more often on rural roads across the country.
A car tops over a hill or comes around a curve and there's a tractor out there or some other piece of farm machinery traveling at a slow rate of speed, then there's a real potential for people to be hurt or killed.
And not just the potential, it happens quite a bit. This from Frank Hicks. He's a county extension agent in central Kentucky. In that state, in 2010, there were 193 collisions involving farm machinery, 59 people injured, 5 people killed. And that's just one state, 1 year. Hicks says more and more these days, urban and suburban folks are moving out to the countryside using those same little two-lane or less roads that farmers have to use at times to get tractors and equipment from one field to another. Many of the new residents have jobs they need to get to and are driving fast. They get stuck behind slow-moving tractors and such.
And that causes some consternation on the part of everybody, really.
And sometimes conflict, sometimes worse things happening. So what can be done about this? Because these rural roads are starting to get more and more non-farm traffic. Frank Hicks says first,
we need to evaluate the speed limits and actually abide by the speed limits on these rural roads. Most of the accidents that I see on rural roads are primarily as a result of folks driving too fast for the kind of roads that they have.
And Frank Hicks says farmers can at least try to avoid some of the problems too, if possible.
Understand that there are certain times of the day that everybody is on their way to work and avoid being on the road at those times.
Also, Hicks says some big accidents could be avoided if farmers use the flashing lights, flags, and other required safety precautions. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.